Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Avraham Goldreyer and today Masechus Baba Basra Daf Pei Dal, the fifth perek of Mokras Asfina. This perek has been generously sponsored by Rav Yecheskel and Anat Hartman. L'zeichen Nishmas Hagon Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusi Yama his Shiurim on this perek. So the few jobs we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth 5 for 6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to 8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller cannot, because the buyer can say, Iwuo Nisan, had you not initially defrauded me, Wavi Matzis Hadrusbach, you would not have been able to retract. Hashad Nisan Matzis Hadrusbach, now that you have defrauded me, you should be able to retract. This ruling is supported by our mission, which taught that Yafos Venimsu Raos, if sold wheat which was purported to be superior was found inferior, only the buyer can retract. This presumably includes a case where the wheat's value subsequently rose, otherwise the ruling would be obvious. Rav Chisda said the same about the opposite case. If one sells an item worth 6 for 5 and its value fell to 3, only the seller who was originally defrauded can retract, but not the buyer, for the same reason as before. This is supported by the next case of the mission that if sold wheat purported to be inferior was found superior, only the seller may retract, presumably even where the value subsequently fell. Point number 2, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis taught that if a buyer and seller agreed on a sale of wine and it was found to be vinegar or the reverse, either party can retract. The Gemara suggests this reflects the minority opinion of Rebbe in a Braisa. Yain v'chometz mean echadu. Wine and vinegar are one species, such that one can be used to take truma and meiser for the other, which must be taken from the same species. Rebbe says, shtei meaning, they are considered two species. The Mishnah, which teaches that one may retract from a sale of one, which was found to be the other, seems to consider them different species. The Gemara answers that although the Rabbanan consider them one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, the truma is still effective, as the Gemara darshans, but regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same. There are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. And point number 3, the next mission states regarding the sale of produce. Mashach v'lamadad kana. If the buyer pulled the produce, but did not measure the amount purchased, he acquired it, since the price was fixed beforehand, and the measuring merely determines the total amount owed. Madad v'lamashach v'lkana. If he measured it, but did not pull it, he did not acquire it. Rabbi Yassi quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Madad v'niach al-gabi simta kana. If he measured it and placed it on the floor of the simta, which is the area to the side of Rishus Rabim, he acquired it without mashicha because it's temporarily considered the domain of the buyer for kinyan purposes. Rabbi Zer asked Rabbi Yassi if perhaps he only heard this ruling, but moded letok kupaso, where the seller measures and pours the produce into the buyer's container, and he acquires the produce with his container, not that he can acquire with the floor of the simta itself. Rabbi Yassi replied that Rabbi Yochanan's ruling would be unnecessary if he was discussing acquiring with the buyer's container. Still, the Gemara finds support for Rabbi Zera's interpretation. So once again, the 3 points are number 1. Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth 5 for 6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to 8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller cannot, because the buyer can say, Iwuo Nisan, had you not initially defrauded me, Wavi Matzis Hadrusbach, you would not have been able to retract. Hashad Nisan Matzis Hadrusbach, now that you have defrauded me, you should be able to retract. This ruling is supported by our mission, which taught that Yafos Venimsu Raos, if sold wheat which was purported to be superior was found inferior, only the buyer can retract. This presumably includes a case where the wheat's value subsequently rose, otherwise the ruling would be obvious. Rav Chisda said the same about the opposite case. If one sells an item worth 6 for 5 and its value fell to 3, only the seller who was originally defrauded can retract, but not the buyer, for the same reason as before. This is supported by the next case of the mission that if sold wheat purported to be inferior was found superior, only the seller may retract, presumably even where the value subsequently fell. Point number 2, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis taught that if a buyer and seller agreed on a sale of wine and it was found to be vinegar or the reverse, either party can retract. The Gemara suggests this reflects the minority opinion of Rebbe in a Braisa. Yain v'chometz mean echadu. Wine and vinegar are one species, such that one can be used to take truma and meiser for the other, which must be taken from the same species. Rebbe says, shtei meaning, they are considered two species. The Mishnah, which teaches that one may retract from a sale of one, which was found to be the other, seems to consider them different species. The Gemara answers that although the Rabbanan consider them one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, the truma is still effective, as the Gemara darshans, but regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same. There are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. And point number three, the next Mishnah states regarding the sale of produce. Mashach v'madad kana. If the buyer pulled the produce but did not measure the amount purchased, he acquired it since the price was fixed beforehand and the measuring merely determines the total amount owed. Madad v'mashach lo kana. If he measured it but did not pull it, he did not acquire it. Rabbi Yossi quoted Rabbi Yochanan saying, Madad v'niach al gabi simta kana. If he measured it and placed it on the floor of the simta, which is the area to the side of Rishus of Rabbim, he acquired it without Mashiach because it's temporarily considered the domain of the buyer for kinyan purposes. Rabbi Zer as Rabbi Yossi, if perhaps he only heard this ruling, but moded letok kupaso, where the seller measures and pours the produce into the buyer's container, and he acquires the produce with his container, not that he can acquire with the floor of the simta itself. Rabbi Yossi replied that Rabbi Yochanan's ruling would be unnecessary if he was discussing acquiring with the buyer's container. Still, the Gemara finds support for Rabbi Zera's interpretation. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Pei Dalet, and this Siman was suggested to us by Aaron Warsaw from Queens. He suggested that Pei Dalet is a launch pad. A launch pad, so here goes. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were conned by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad. Once again, in slow motion, the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad, that must be earned off pay dollar. The customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said that if one sells an item worth $5 for $6, defrauding the buyer, and its value rose to $8, only the buyer who was originally defrauded can retract. The seller can't because the buyer could say, had you not initially defrauded me, you would not have been able to retract. Now that you have defrauded me, should you be able to retract? So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which reminds us, although the Rabbanan consider wine and vinegar one species, and although vinegar is inferior to wine, truma is still effective, as the Gemara Darshans regarding sales, all Tanaim agree that they are not the same and either party can retract, because there are those who want wine and not vinegar, and there are those who want vinegar and not wine. So the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were conned by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli. So once again, the customers who paid $6 million at the launch pad for a space ride worth $5 celebrated the fact that when the price jumped to $8, the seller could not retract, even though they could, by ordering wine for the trip, double-checking to make sure they weren't sold vinegar, which is technically the same mean, which they were conned by putting the bottles in a simta right next to the launch pad. All right, so now it's time for Forblabach Hazara. Daf Pei, so the simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The painter, that must be on Daf Pei. The painter who was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Halkech peros shovach mechaver, one who buys the produce of a dovecote from his friend, mafriach brecha rishon, must allow the first pair of doves born to fly to remain with the mother. Now this seems contradictory from a Brisa teaching that the first and second pairs are left, and Rav Kahana explains that the second pair is left for the daughter, meaning the first pair of offspring. The first pair is left for the mother and is sufficient for it because it becomes attached to its daughter and its mate, which we leave for it. The mother's companionship isn't sufficient for the daughter because a mother is attached to its daughter, but a daughter does not become attached to its mother. Therefore, the daughter's own offspring, the second pair, must be left for the daughter's companionship. So the painter who was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner took a break by snacking from some honey still in a beehive, which has a status of food regarding tumah, which reminds us Rav Kahana said, Dvash bekaver is eno yotz mide machlo olam. Honey in a beehive never loses its food status, although it's eaten by bees and remains human food and is therefore susceptible to tumah. This proves that he holds loboy machshava. Honey in a beehive does not require thought to designate it as food. So the painter was hired to paint a dovecote whose produce was just sold and had to work around the first pair of newborns left for the owner, took a break by snacking from some honey still in a beehive, which is a status of food regarding tumah, and shared some with a tzaddik who has a great reward and a son who is like him, just like a tamar and in Erez, which reminds Rav Chiya bar Ulyani Darshan on the Pasuk, Tzedek Ha'Damar Yifrach Ke'Erez Bevanon Yiskeh, the righteous man who flourishes like a day palm, he will grow like an Erez in Lebanon. A Tzedek is compared to both, because if he's only compared to an Erez, one could think, just as an Erez does not produce fruit, so too a Tzedek does not produce fruit, meaning schar, reward. Therefore, he's compared to a palm, which produces fruit. Had he only been compared to a palm, one could think, just as a tamar does not regenerate, so too a Tzedek does not regenerate, meaning leave a son behind who is like him. Therefore, he's compared to an Erez, which does regenerate. Daf pay off. So the similar daf pay off is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa, that must be on daf pay off. The grandpa who bought 2 trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the psukim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas of one who buys 2 trees, acquires land, and if he is made vivakore by Bikurim. So the grandpa who bought 2 trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the suffix that he might own the land. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the explanation that the reason for being maybe the Einakor is based on a suffix. Because of the uncertainty, the buyer cannot demand any land from the seller. Still, he must bring Bikurim because he might own the land. So the grandpa who bought 2 trees in a field and was on his way to bring Bikurim, knowing he wouldn't recite the psukim, told his grandson that he was bringing Bikurim based on the suffix that he might own the land, as he was about to hand them over to Shaliach, who is exempt from Kriya. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings challenges to bring Bikurim based on a suffix. Although Kriya Luma Akevas, reciting is not critical to bring Bikurim, the application here is questioned from Rabbi Zera's principle that a mincha, which is in Rui Labila, not fit for mixing, Bila Ma'akevas Bo, the mixing is critical to it and invalidates the mincha. Here too, since Kriya may be required and cannot be done out of doubt, the Bikurim should be invalid. The Gemara answers that he sends the fruits with the Shaliach, which is exempt from Kriya. Daf pay base. So the simmer daf pay base is peanut butter. So here goes. The peanut farmer who put jars of pnei chama peanut butter, that must be on daf pay base. The peanut farmer who put jars of pnei chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, which reminds us, the Mishnah daf pay off Amadov taught that where someone bought trees but not land, that whatever grows from the geza, the trunk, belongs to the buyer, and whatever grows from the sharashim, the roots, belongs to the seller. Rav Yochanan defines these terms, kosher ro pnei chama, anything that sees the face of the sun, meaning that begins growing above ground, zehu mina geza. This is categorized as from the trunk. V'she'ena ro pnei chama, anything that does not see the face of the sun, meaning it begins growing from underground, zehu mina sharashim. This is categorized as from the roots. So the peanut farmer put jars of pnei chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with 3 trees he bought, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one who buys 3 trees acquires land. Rav Yochanan explained how much land is acquired, tachtehen uvenehen, under the trees and between them, v'chutzelhen kamol orav asalo, and the land outside the trees large enough for one picking fruit and his basket beside him. So the peanut farmer who put jars of pnei chama peanut butter on the shoots growing out of the trunk of a tree he bought to indicate the shoots are his, and was busy picking fruit with his basket on the land that came with 3 trees he bought, was disappointed when he was told that neither he nor the seller may plant peanuts on that area of land. Which reminds us, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Osen Orav Asalo Mizoran, who may plant the area around the purchased trees for the picker to stand with his basket? Does the buyer acquire this land fully and may plant there, or is it essentially the seller's land and the buyer merely has the right to use it for harvesting his trees? The Gemara concludes that neither can plant in this area. Daf Pei Gimel, so the similar Daf Pei Gimel is a pogo stick. So here goes. The pogo stick champion, pogo stick, that must be on Daf Pei Gimel. The pogo stick champion, who jumped the full 16 amos space between 3 sole trees, with a carcass between them, was also included, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Malchokas about the required distance between 3 trees to acquire land. The Rabban hold the maximum distance between trees is 16 amos. So the pogo stick champion, who jumped the full 16 amos space between 3 sole trees, where the carcass between them was also included, and finished the race right next to the 3rd tree of another set, which was on the border in between 2 fields, which reminds us, Rapapa asked Machlo Shnai B'toch Zadeo, if he sold in 2 trees inside his field, the Echad Oha Metzar, and one more on the raised boundary of the field, do they combine to a field of trees, or is it considered separate? If they do combine, what if the 3rd tree he sold was in a neighbor's field? The Gemara concludes, Teku. So the pogo stick champion who jumped the full 16 almost space between three sold trees, with a cart between them, was also included, and finished the race right next to the third tree of another sold set, which was on the border in between two fields, claimed that the whole race was a mekachtaus because they gave him a trophy made of olive wood, when sycamore wood was what they had agreed on, which reminds us, the Gemara brings Arba Midas Mamochrin, four different laws of sales, where the sold item was found different than that was agreed upon. Eitzim shel zayis v'nimsu shel shikma. If the buyer and seller agreed on olive wood, and it was found to be sycamore wood, or the reverse, or they agreed on wine and it was found to be vinegar, or the reverse, both of them can retract. This is a mechachtaus, since it's a different item than agreed upon, and each party may prefer the item he was supposed to have. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that neither the buyer nor the seller can plant in an area of the Or of a Salo, that's on daf? Pei Beis. Good. Number two, which daf do we machok about the required distance between three trees to acquire land, that's on daf? Pei Gimel. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss whether one can acquire an item placed in a simta without using a kli, that's on daf? Pay dollars. Good. Number four, which stuff do we have mokos regarding contents of a pit or a dovecote, which were there before or after one was makdish of the pit or the dovecote? That's on dove. Ein test. Good. Number five, which stuff do we learn that if a seller overcharges and the item's value increases, the seller cannot retract? That's on dove. Pay dollars. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn that whatever grows in the trunk belongs to the buyer of the tree? That's on dove. Pay base. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we discuss the difference when selling a nursing cow versus a nursing donkey, whether the offspring are included? That's on duff. Ein ches. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you learn why a tzedek is compared to both a tamar and an erez? That's on duff. Pay. Good. Number nine, which stuff do you learn that honey in a beehive has status of food regarding tuma? That's on duff. Hey, good. And number 10, which stuff do you discuss if wine and vinegar are considered one or two species regarding truma and sales? That's on duff. Pay dollar. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.